As brightening sun broke up the last of the morning fog that had settled over a Pikeville parking lot, I stood with a group of retired coal miners waiting for a bus.
I said, "Can you ride a horse?" "Yeah, boy." Hey, he said, "Well, we need a good cowboy." First thing done, jumped that horse back. I said, "Get up, let's go, boy. That horse took you away. Mouth looking this way."
That's my adopted daddy. Yeah, me and you and Apple
That was Arnold Campbell, better known as Bounce, and Matthew Pruitt, who, along with Troy Wimmer and Ray McClanahan, better known as Apple, comprised the Four Amigos. They, and the other miners I waited with, are all members of the United Mine Workers of America. Many of them mined coal together in Southwest Virginia, and on the morning of July 29th, they were traveling 500 miles together to St. Louis, Missouri, to rally against two coal companies that most of them had never even worked for, Peabody Energy and Arch Coal. How they did it is complex, but essentially those two companies were able to get out of paying the health care and benefits they had guaranteed for life to some 22,000 miners, retired miners, and their families. While waiting for the bus, Matthew said he saw the fight for their health care as his fight, too.
"We're trying to get what we deserve. I mean, I had 41 and a half years in the coal mine. These boys here worked a long time in them. And, you know, they promised that we could have a hospital card and all that. And now they're trying to take everything we work for, which ain't right. Boy, they ought to stand up to what they promised. I mean, I want to, like I said, I got arthritis, black lung and stuff, and I called it digging coal. But we just hope what we've done now is going to gain, you know. Maybe good Lord will dong on the right. That number three."
Our bus was one of three leaving from Castlewood, Virginia for the day-long trip. The buses were full of retired miners and their families, most of whom came from Southwest Virginia, and ours were just three of dozens of UMWA buses bringing protesters to St. Louis from all over the country. But exactly why we were all headed to St. Louis takes a bit of explanation. Basically, Arch and Peabody were able to transfer responsibility for the lifetime health and pension benefits they had promised to thousands of miners into a brand new company called Patriot Coal, which was created in 2007 and went bankrupt just last year. Grant Crandall, a general counsel for the UMWA, says this was no accident.
"In terms of the actual creators of the problem, it's Peabody and Arch. Those two companies had a large number of retirees who they were responsible for providing lifetime health care to after they retired from working for the two of those entities. They both engaged in a scheme to take those obligations and put them in one company, this case Patriot, and that Patriot was not given enough assets to be able to sustain themselves on a long-term basis. And as a result, when Patriot filed bankruptcy, which we say was completely predictable under the circumstances, these people would lose their health care."
Peabody and Arch both say that the union is distorting history. Peabody wouldn't speak to me for this piece, but said in a statement that Patriot was not set up to fail, but instead actually quadrupled its value in its first year. They say Patriot became just one of many victims of the nationwide decline in the coal industry over the past few years. But regardless of why Patriot was created, all the miners I spoke with felt that if one coal company could use bankruptcy to get out of paying benefits they had promised to pay for life, then theirs could be next. Danny Horton worked 35 years for Pittston Coal.
"We know that when Peabody goes down, we'll definitely go down. They go paperwork. These other companies probably done got the paperwork fixed up. Like he said, where we worked all them years, crawling in mud and water, because they promised us a pension and a hospital. I'd have never stayed with it if I hadn't thought I'd had a pension and hospital. I would have never stayed with it."
Troy Wimmer said he could relate to the Arch and Peabody miners, and so did Matthew.
"You know, I mean, most everybody depends on that check.
They do, everybody. I get aggravated, cause I'd be off. My nerves shot. I worked all these years in the mine, busted my nerves. I used to hand load coal and all. Working these little coal truck mines where they didn't have no air or nothing, 25, 26 inch coal. And you know, it just ain't right for them to do this."
Retired miner James Brown seemed to sum up everybody's feelings.
So I'm out here to keep what I worked for, what I was promised for, and I'm going to keep it if it takes one way or the other. So that's it.
But it wasn't just miners making this trip. Katie McCowan is from Castlewood, Virginia. Her husband was a UMWA miner.
He worked for 20 years, and he got his back broke and became disabled. And then he developed lung cancer from the black lung and died in December of 2009. And that left me by myself. And if I didn't have the hospitalization that we have, well, I wouldn't have anything, because I wouldn't have a home, I wouldn't have a car, I wouldn't have anything, because all the money that I do receive monthly would go for my doctor bills and hospital bills. It's hard. It's been hard on me to make this trip, but what else can you do? You've got to stand up for your rights. You surely do. If you don't, you can just sit home and lose everything you got. And my husband would not have, he would have never stood back. He would have been on every trip this bus went if he were alive today, because he was a UMWA man, wholeheartedly. And so I've got to pick up where he left off.
Over a long day of stories, jokes, and highway rest stops, the Kentucky Mountains slowly rolled and flattened into Illinois plains. We reached St. Louis right at dusk.
Really booming.
I've seen the arch.
Like Santa Claus, everybody.
I've seen the arch.
Did you see the arch?
Yeah, I've seen it somewhere. Where was it at? Well, I lost it. The arch. Oh, where it is.
Oh, where it is.
The arch.
We was up on top of that one, my man, you.
It should have sold you out.
After spending the night downtown, we again boarded our bus to head to Arch Coal's headquarters for the rally.
Are you fired up?
Yeah,
At the rally, I met many other miners that weren't directly affected, but nonetheless had come from as far away as Alabama and West Virginia to show their support. But I also met several retired Peabody miners who were staring down the possibility of losing their health care. Roger Staten is from Madisonville, Kentucky.
I worked for Peabody Coal Company for 22 and a half years. I retired. I was told I'd have health care for the rest of my life. Then they spun off to Patriot, and Patriot went bankrupt. They told us we don't have health care. Peabody's a very rich company. I never worked for Patriot. I always worked for Peabody. I expect them to step up and do what they said they'd do. I've done what I said I'd do. I mined coal for them. For 22 and a half years, I've had both knees replaced. I've had shoulder surgery. They need to do what they said they'd do.
Joseph Price of Marissa, Illinois, also worked for Peabody.
I came here because I'd put in 41 years in the United Mine Workers. And now my wife is very, very ill. She can't leave the house or anything. And if they take our medical, I'm going to have to watch her die. We worked all our life for them, and we took money, less money every year for 41 years so that we would have our medical. And now they're just taking it like it don't mean anything. And I've worked hard all my life, and I invested my money, and I'm okay. But if they take the medical, I'll give every dime I own just to give my wife one more good day.
The rally itself almost felt like a revival. A range of speakers, from a Baptist preacher to several labor leaders, fired up the crowd. Here's UMWA President Cecil Roberts shortly before peacefully getting arrested.
I'll tell you something. They say, how can you win? Let me explain something to you. Look around you. We've got a movement started here. It ain't nobody gonna turn us around.
On the long bus ride back to Appalachia, the four amigos had mixed reactions on how it all went.
I think it went good, don't you? I really do. I think what I'm saying, like Sister Robert said, we got to stick with one another in this thing. Right's right, wrong's wrong. But I believe if we keep battling, they'll understand.
But you think they will bounce? You think they will?
I don't know. Probably. But we'll not.
Got crowd like today, we will be in there. Maybe, but I don't think so.
We don't get a lot more support. Except we're going to have to do something else. I don't know what the something else is, but we're going to have to do something else.
Since this protest, there has been some progress. A three-judge panel ruled in August that Peabody must continue paying health benefits for a group of 3,100 of these retirees, which it had temporarily gotten off the hook for when Patriot won its bankruptcy case. But thousands of other Peabody and Arch retirees still face the prospect of losing their health care when Patriot quits paying for it at the end of December. The UMWA reached an agreement with Patriot in August to keep some benefits coming, but the union said this is still not a long-term solution and is not comparable to the health care the retirees had. So the union has vowed to continue its campaign against Peabody and Arch. They've filed a federal lawsuit alleging that spinning off retiree benefits into Patriot was illegal in the first place. This suit is currently pending. The St. Louis protests will also continue through the fall. But no matter where it takes them, the Southwest Virginia miners I met were ready to keep fighting and to have a good time doing it.
I'm not going to give up. I never have give up, you know. My grandfather worked in a mine, my dad worked in a mine, and I worked 33 years in a mine. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep fighting for the union.
Fired up. Fired up. That's all you need to know. Fired up.
Fired up.
Fired up. Cracked up.
Reporting for WMMT, I'm Parker Hobson.